This is Dan O'Connor, and this is your inspirational thought for the day. You know, there's a difference between substance and form. We tend to be obsessed and preoccupied with form, when what we should be concerned with is substance. But again, we have it backwards, as we do most of the time. You know, I remember a story of a man who brought his grandson to a jewelry shop, and he was showing his grandson a display of different pieces of jewelry made out of gold. And he said to his grandson, "Tell me what you see here." And the grandson said, "Well, I see a watch, I see some cufflinks, I see a bracelet." And the grandfather said, "Well, you're mistaken, because what you're seeing is all gold. Just different forms. Same substance." Remember those cartoons, the Wonder Kids? Wonder Twin powers activate! Form of an eagle. Form of an ice pick. You know how they took different forms, but they were still the same people. They were still the same substance, just in different forms. It's amazing how life parallels the Wonder Twins. Many different things take many different forms, but the substance remains the same. Like my mother's love. She might be telling me, "I'm so proud of you. I love you so much." That's one form. Or she might be saying, "Daniel, fix your hair. You look like a rooster." Different form. Same love. Same substance. And as we know, what's true on any level is true on every level. We are all made up of the same stuff. That's the truth. We're all made up of the same substance. Love really is all there is. That light, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same stuff. Now, what I really want to talk about today is how in our personal relationships with your spouse, with your significant other, with your husband, with your wife, with your boyfriend, we tend to be obsessed with and preoccupied with form, the form they choose to use when showing us love. When that is not important, what is important is substance. You know how at the beginning of most relationships, we're fine with substance. I know you love me. You know I love you. We're happy as loons. After a while, especially after 3 years has passed, it tends to change and turn into something more along the lines of, "You know, if you really loved me, you would wash the dishes as you said you would." Or, "You know, if he really loved me, he would fix that hole in the ceiling, because he knows that that's been driving me crazy for the past 10 years. He knows that I'm unhappy because of it. And if he loved me, he'd fix it." Isn't that how it tends to go? We tend to all of a sudden shift from being happy with the substance of the love in our relationship to being concerned with the form that that love is taking. We get it backwards. People comment about how happily I clean my house. And for me, it's not really a big deal. I decided a long time ago that the people who I choose to spend my life with do not show me love by cleaning. That's okay. That is not the form they choose to use to demonstrate love. That's okay. The love is there. I know that. And so when I wash my floors, I literally am thinking to myself every moment, "I am so lucky to have these beautiful terracotta floors," because I remember when I was sleeping on linoleum floors. When I wash my dishes, I think to myself, "These are so beautiful. I am so blessed to have a beautiful set of dishes rather than what was given to me from the Goodwill. I am so blessed to be able to turn on a magical faucet and hot water comes right out of it in my own house inside. I am so blessed. Look at these beautiful sheets that I have on my bed. I get to make this beautiful bed. I am so blessed to have these material possessions that I clean and I alone clean." The form of the love that comes from the people with whom I choose to share my life does not come in the form of cleaning. Maybe the form of the love in your life does not come to you in the shape of a spouse who can keep a job. Maybe the love that is in your life does not come to you in the shape of someone who makes breakfast for you. Maybe the love in your life does not come to you in the shape of someone who cuddles after sex. Form is not important. Substance is important. There's a big difference between substance and form. Form tends to be an illusion created out of substance. What we should be concerned with is substance, not form. We get concerned because we do not see the monetary blessings that we think we deserve in our lives. We don't see the abundance that we think we deserve in our lives. We're looking for form when substance, meaning the substance of abundance, the substance of the Holy Spirit, the substance of love, the substance of light is already with us and is already around us at all times, every day. We, however, are concerned with the form or the shape that that substance takes. And that is one way that we get distracted from truth. Remember today, when form starts to distract you, when someone doesn't show you love the way you think they should, when your boss doesn't show you respect the way you think he should, when abundance doesn't come into your life the way you think it should, when the Holy Spirit doesn't come into your life the way you think it should, it is not about form. That's something that you project. That is something that our imperfect mind does not see correctly. There's only one thing that's important: substance. You've either got it or you don't. And you know what? You've got it. So interact with us, leave us your comments, or ask us a question. Just stop by www.powerdiversity.com, where you'll find lots of tools like audios and videos and other resources to help you communicate more effectively, deal with difficult people, and of course, slay the energy vampires in your life. This is Dan O'Connor giving you your inspirational thought for the day.